Welcome to the summer issue of Peer to Peer. This podcast is the events podcast as we lead up to ILTACON 2021. My name is Beth Ann Steuben. I'm the Director of Publications and Press. And today I am thrilled, as always, to be joined by Dawn Hudgens, VP of Service Delivery for ILTA. Dawn, thanks for joining me.
I am excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's my favorite time of year. It's the lead up to ILTACON, and then it's ILTACON. I am really excited to get back to seeing people in person. I am excited for having a hybrid event. Talk to me a little bit about how we got here, how we decided to come back in person, and what we can start to look forward to.
Well, I will have to start off by saying we did not come to the decision lightly. Many months of looking at stats, evaluating what the world looks like, the health state of the world. And we started off slowly by really planning the most locked down in-person event from a health and safety standpoint. And as things are improving and getting better, we have a scalable event. Whether it's for the number of bodies or whether it's from health and safety perspective, it truly is going to be a fantastic event. And we feel really good about where we are with the planning of it when it comes from the health and safety aspect, and not to mention the new things we have coming up when it is a hybrid event.
This is a new thing for us. Last year, we were completely digital. We were virtual. We had excellent educational sessions. We had some fantastic networking and chat sessions like I had never seen before. It was a very robust platform. It was very interactive. This year, we're splitting it up a little bit. We're coming back in person with, you know, many tracks in person, but we're also going to have this hugely virtual component. Can you talk to me a little bit about the dual planning? Because this is a lot.
It is a lot. It's like planning two events at one time. And I have been in contact with a lot of other associations that are doing very similar things to us. And, you know, a lot of them are not creating one event with two components. They're creating two separate events completely. We don't want to do that because one of the biggest things that our members really need and enjoy and get a big benefit of from coming to ILTACON is the networking, building those relationships. Obviously, our education is great too, but the networking is a huge part of it. And we felt by creating an event that has two components, as opposed to creating two events, allows us to have the best of both worlds. Even if you're not able to attend, you can still feel as if you were there in person. And for those people who are there, they're not missing those connection opportunities with people who are able to only attend from a digital perspective.
I have some kind of weird questions, if you will. How can we get more people to recognize that they're going to be safe and have a good time on site? What do we have planned?
Well, as far as safety, we are going to be having a couple of webinars coming up. The one in July will have a lot more information in it when it comes to health and safety as what will happen on site, because as I mentioned earlier, it is scalable. So we are looking on a day-to-day basis at the numbers, not only in Vegas, but the rest of the United States and internationally. And that is how we are moving that number. We are in close connection with the organization HIMSS. They are the world's largest health association and have events, and they will be in Vegas 3 weeks prior to us, which is great for us. And so we're kind of tagging along a little bit, learning from them on the health and safety side of it. And they're very gracious to assist us in that as well. So that you'll hear more about as we get a little bit closer. But we are completely prepared for all that we know. Obviously, things change and shift, and we have become far more agile in the last 18 months than we were previously. And so when it comes to how can I feel safe there, we have implemented several key components when it comes to health and safety that would allow you to feel as safe as you want to feel. In other words, we may lift some things depending on the numbers. We may close down some things depending on the numbers, but with your personal safety, we want you to do what is most comfortable for you. So the hotel itself has touchless, interactionless check-in. And with that comes some things that you do have to prepare for before you come on site, which are really important. Because if you don't, like I didn't like download the app. I didn't put in my information before I got to the hotel back in January, which meant I stood in the lobby area doing all that before I checked in. So there'll be those kinds of key points given in the webinar so that you can have a fast, seamless check-in experience with the hotel. Mandalay Bay has one of the best air handling systems of the MGM Grand. And this is important because this means that the air that gets circulated through the hotel is actually cleaned before it's released back into the hotel. So it's top notch. It's very innovative. They're very proud of that. We list the hotel's 7-point safety plan that they have, and it is changing. So if you check on it today, check on it again in 2 weeks because it could have changed based on how things are changing. We are trying to get all of our registrations in prior to being on site so that you have a limited amount of time being in other people's, you know, personal space. And so there's lots of things along those lines. That includes how we handle our socials, you know. In past, Monday night has been a huge, huge draw for us. And early on, we made the decision that we would not have that Monday night event. And the main reason for not having that Monday night event is because we can't do it justice. We love it. We love to get in there and be around everyone and be close and tight and experience that. But now we're going to have to do something a little bit differently, which means we're giving the business partners the opportunity to host events on Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night, as opposed to just Wednesday night, which is what we have done in the past.
Now we'll be bringing it back for 2022, but we have an event, and I said it was a little kind of weird and fun, on Sunday, right?
We do. We have communities of interest that'll be taking place in the afternoon of Sunday, but then that evening we're going to have a light reception. This is the opportunity. We haven't been around each other for quite some time, so it's an opportunity to get in there and see familiar faces and get to have some conversations that you've not been able to have in a while face-to-face. It'll be great. Really looking forward to the energy and being around everyone. And then let's not forget Thursday, because Thursday we will be doing a wrap-up session. And this wrap-up session will be a little bit more traditional, but we're going to bring some fun into it. You know, I think early on it was a lot more funny than it has been later because we've kind of gotten used to it. But early on when we were doing, you know, the Zoom calls and our Zoom meetings on a regular basis, what you would learn is people had their, you know, business on the top and then their casual wear on the bottom as far as, you know, whether it's leggings or yoga pants or pajama bottoms. And on Thursday night, we are going to be having we're encouraging people to wear their pajama bottoms. I personally have chosen some with some ducks on it. And just kind of embrace the way the year has gone.
Are you trying to tell me that this is a business in the front, party in the rear sort of kind of get together, if you will?
Kind of like a mullet, absolutely. And I'm hoping the rest of the country isn't experiencing this, but at least in the South, it's making a resurgence, which is very unfortunate. But at ILTACON, at least, it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, if you happen to wear a mullet with your pajama bottoms and your business attire on top, I will have some prizes available for you for that very event. So thanks for being fun and for coming out and enjoying it and, you know, just getting the spirit of it.
And just so we're clear here, you're asking our ILTA members and business partners to show up in a mullet.
Only if they feel the spirit or the need to have that mullet. It won't be shamed upon. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. We're going to move on quickly past this one. And let's talk a little bit about and I did say it was a weird question, so thank you for answering that one truthfully. Let's talk a little bit about kind of the educational session, because there's been a bunch of changes. Our director of education, Gainer Submission, has made some huge strides along with our ILTACON co-chairs. Let's talk a little bit about this. How do you feel about what we're being able to produce as both a hybrid event and on site?
So we have 5 education rooms that are set up. 3 are live streaming. The other 2 are audio only, as they've always been at ILTACON. So whether you're attending in person or attending from a digital perspective, you have access to all of the education. If you happen to be joining us digitally, you will have access to 3 of them being streamed as if you are there in person. We have over 60 great educational sessions. We have 175 plus speakers that are going to be involved. We have already signed the contract for our keynote speaker, which is Dr. Mae Jemison. We are so excited about that. I wish you all could have seen Mike Vecito's face when we announced that. It was as if he was 5 years old again and he just got a new bat and ball for Christmas. It was great. And so we're excited to have her speak. Our education is going to be stellar as it always has been. One of the other things that we're going to do though, to kind of take it a step forward, is we have a few rooms that we have designated as flocking rooms. That's what I'm calling it. That's not what they'll be on the agenda. It'll have something far more sophisticated title than that. But it's basically where people, whether you're in person at IltaCon or you're attending digitally, can come together and discuss topics just as you would if you were all there in person together. And there will be key, topics so that you kind of know before you go in there what that's going to be like. And they're going to be at specific times so that you can also plan for that.
What should we look for from our IltaCon 2021 business partners? What do you think are going to be some of the cool things that we'll see in the exhibit hall?
Well, first and foremost, we've made some changes in the exhibit hall. When you go into the exhibit hall, one of the things you're going to notice is signage on every booth. And this will tell you which of the seven areas that our business partners have expertise in on solutions. This is great. This helps you plan a little bit more. This means that if you're going by a booth and you're looking for one element, you can see if that business partner actually has an expertise in that. Speaking of expertise, we also have an area called Ask the Expert, where some of our business partners will be set up and able to answer your questions. You'll get to speak with the very people who are involved in the design and function and how to use or best ways to use a lot of their products. That's huge. Those are both big differences that we have not had in the past. Of course, our business partners will also have an opportunity to do company updates. Those will be taking place out of our general session, Oceanside A area. Those will also be streamed and recorded. And then we have, what else do we have?
We've got some really cool ILTA TV segments planned for talking with our business partners and making sure that our hybrid audience is just as engaged as if they were there in person. We're going to be able to ask questions live. We're going to have some go back and forth. And we want to make sure that the people who are in our breakout rooms or our virtual side are able to see the exhibit hall. We're going to do some guided tours and walkthroughs. What else do we have planned?
That's great. Masterclasses. Our business partners will be bringing us masterclasses. And who better to do it than the people who are the experts in the very solutions that our members use. So I'm looking forward to those as well.
Well, this was just part one. We have a part two summer issue coming out in about a month, where we'll have more information with Dawn and the rest of our education team. Dawn, any last thoughts or anything that you're super excited about that you think someone should know before they register?
You know, I think one of the things that I have always found fascinating with our ILTA members is how they work and interact together. And I can remember Joy telling me years ago why she was involved in ILTA. And she was involved in ILTA because she knew that if someone asked her a question at any given moment, it would only take her seconds to get the information that she needed from some of her peers who are experts in those areas that she may not be. That is the key thing about being involved in ILTA. And one of the reasons why I would encourage someone to attend, get to know your peers, get involved, speak, learn more about what the solutions are that our business partners are bringing to the market.
Well, our session grid is live. So is our website for ILTACon 2021. You can follow along with us at #MyIltacon. And we're excited to talk to you again in July. Thanks, Dawn.
Thank you.